Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. This is Molly McCord, and thank you for joining me here today. We gather every Wednesday to talk about what is going on in astrology with the weekly energies and just in general. I think this is a great way to connect you to your bigger energy field, to understand it isn't just you who's experiencing something, and even if it is, you are always in control of yourself, and you have the expanding consciousness to make the new decisions, to make the better choices, and to continue on your path in the best possible ways for your soul growth. Thank you for joining me here every Wednesday. We have some good conversations and just talk about what's happening this week and in the week ahead. We are already almost at June. It is actually May 31st, but you might be listening to this in the month of June. And wow, yes, June so soon, because it is the sixth month of the year. We are entering summer here in the Northern Hemisphere, or winter in the Southern Hemisphere. For the show connects with international listeners, and I know that we are each moving through our own seasons. And, you know, June is such a, it can be such a pivot point. When you look at how the year started for you, what you've decided, what you've learned, what you have been through, the choices you've made, and where you want to go next. And, you know, time isn't really real to spirit. Time is something that is created for our human experiences so that we can stay grounded here on the planet. We can stay grounded on the earth and in our days, and work with our bodies, you know, because our bodies need to rest, right? We have the circadian system where we have to sleep and we rise, and, you know, there's all these systems that we work with here in physical form, and time supports that. And so we have it set up, right, that there are 12 months in a year and 7 days in a week and 24 hours in a day. And yet that isn't real to spirit, because we are timeless beings. We are energy fields of souls. We are more than this one human experience. And yet I believe that time is meant to support us. So when we talk about the month, any month that we're in, it's meant to help us look at how we're using our energy, moving it forward, and know that, okay, I have this month in front of me. What do I choose? What do I want to work with? What is important to me in my life right now? What do I want to heal, forgive, manifest, find peace with, create, all the above? And that's really the purpose of time. And then we take the time and we connect it to astrology. And every planet in our solar system works at a different speed and a different amount of time, a different cycle of time. So we take those messages from each planet and use it to support us and what we are doing on a daily basis, weekly, monthly, yearly. So when we enter into the sixth month of 2017 here on planet Earth, we are coming to this midway of the year where we can consider what is important to me. The sun is in Gemini. And Gemini is about our daily activities. It's about how we spend our life and the activities we do, our daily needs, our socializing, our mental habits and patterns. Gemini shows us where our minds go, what words we say, our language, our mental functions, how we think about something, how often or how fast we think, or how fast we talk. Gemini is an about-town kind of energy. you get out of your home, out of your garden, and you go out into the local park, community center. You go to the library. You go to school. Gemini is actually associated with learning and teaching. It's really intellectual and cerebral. It wants information and data and what's going on, and it's very active and busy. And so here in our northern hemisphere, you know, we kick off the start of summer, and we also end the school year in Gemini. The learning's complete. You gathered all the information in that grade or that level, and now, you know, you play with your friends, or you go to summer camp, you have picnics, you go to graduation, you socialize, you get outside, the weather's welcoming, the weather feels good. It's that kind of get out and interact with people energy. So we are meant to be sharing parts of our experiences right now. We're meant to be connecting with others. Wherever the sun in Gemini is moving through your astrology chart is where this energy is particularly highlighted for you. You can get a free astrology chart at astro.com. You type in your birth information and it'll bring up your chart. And we can benefit from understanding where the sun is in our astrology chart, because it really highlights where your energies are going to be played up and directed, where you're going to feel more ease and more flow because you're working with the energy of your natal chart. For me, Gemini is actually in three different houses in my chart. It's a big energy for me, and I have a lot of energy in my third house too, which is the Gemini house. And so that's why I do the podcast. That's why I talk. That's why I write, because it's all that Gemini energy I have. So Gemini shows us where we're meant to be sharing. And in your chart, it highlights that area of your life where you should be in conversation with others, or you want to socialize with others, you want to get their ideas, you want to know more about what they have going on. It helps with that collecting information and then sharing it. Gemini is one of the signs of duality in astrology. There's actually only two signs of duality. One is Gemini, the other is Pisces. And in Gemini, it's the back and the forth of a conversation. It's the listening and the speaking. It's the gaining information and sharing information. Gemini is where we create stories, whether they are true or not, fiction or nonfiction. It's where we, you know, it's how we retain information. It's our memory. All of this becomes very active for all of us right now. It's social media. That's Gemini. Great example of Gemini. So in your world right now, you want to pay attention to who you're having conversations with, the words you're choosing, the descriptions you're using. You want to make sure you don't feel too busy. We have had Mars in Gemini for almost 2 months now, and actually Mars is moving into Cancer this week. And that's going to shift our motivation. So after Gemini comes the next astrological sign of Cancer. And think of it this way. After being really busy out in the world, you know, you're talking with friends, you're hanging out, you're checking out the library, you're, you know, reading books and you're gathering information, you need a place to retreat to come home and to be with that information, to sit with it, to get cozy with it. And that is Cancer. So Mars is going to be moving into Cancer, well, where he will stay for about 2 months. That's typical for Mars. It's usually a two-month cycle. And he will be focused on home when Mars is in Cancer. It is looking at your home life. It could be that you're motivated to do a bunch of projects around the house. You might feel the need to cook or try new recipes. Mars is our physical selves. Mars is where we exert and go for what we want. It's our goals. It is assertive. It is a doer. And so you could find yourself saying, well, I have to do this home project, and you're at Home Depot, and you're buying up what you need to do to get the project done. It's like you're really motivated to take care of home base, whatever that means to you. Now, Cancer is also about our heart and hearth and home, our feelings, our inner world and emotions. Cancer is the first water sign in the zodiac, so it's the first feelings we have. It's associated with childhood, with mother, your mother, being a mother, motherhood, that nurturing. It's sensitive because it's feeling for the first time in the zodiac. This is the first time that we're really feeling something as the sun moves into Cancer. You know, we've been busy, we've been doing, we've been grounding. And with the first entry into the water sign, we're like, well, how do I feel about all this? So you can become more sensitive as those feelings are new for the first time, or if you feel like the external world has been too much. Now, all of this is going to become even bigger when the sun moves into Cancer in June, on June 21st, which is the summer solstice. But Mars is leading the way here. Mars is charging ahead of the sun, and spearheading some things for us and looking at where we maybe have anger or some things that need to be worked through. Mars can stir up the pot. So it could be that as Mars enters Cancer, you get something stirred up about your mom or being a mom. Or you're angry about something in the house, or you're. It's like Mars, when he first enters a sign, he gets mad about something. He's like, I'm so upset because rah, 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 rah. And he gets upset because he's kind of immature, and that's just his first impulse, is I'm getting angry, I'm upset. And then he gets driven, and then he gets into a different gear, if that's your intention, to get things done. So he sees the problem, and then he's going to focus on working through it in the next 2 months. So that's a shift here that's going on. We also have coming up, our lovely Venus is finally going to enter Venus. Now, let me say that again. Our lovely Venus is finally going to enter Taurus. And she likes Taurus. And she's finally going to feel a relief after being in Aries for an extended amount of time due to her retrograde. And when Venus enters Taurus, which actually happens next week on June 6th, she's going to feel, oh, I can take a break. I can stop stressing about all this. I can stop worrying about all this. I can finally focus or be grounded, take a put my feet up, enjoy life a little bit more. When she goes into Venus, I keep saying Venus. When Venus goes into Venus, makes no sense. When she goes into Taurus, she feels more practical. Money can be more stable. What is important could be clearer. There's just a little, it's like a calming occurs. And Venus loves being in Taurus because she loves the good life, and that's what Taurus is. Taurus is about the senses, and it's like you just want to kick back with a good book and play the right music and eat the right food and have the right wine and just, you know, have a good day. So that's coming up. And it's good to know because I know that the Venus energy has been tough for a lot of people as we've had to regroup, reconsider, and recenter what matters to us. And it's important because when Venus or any planet is in Aries, they're starting a new cycle of energy because she's beginning her new journey through all 12 signs. So it's a beginning point, and our beginning point was a little bit of a seesaw. There was the back and forth and the figuring it out, and you thought you knew what you wanted, and then you didn't, and then this person did that, and this person happened, and relationships changed. And now, okay, this is what matters to me. You're going to feel that next week as Venus starts moving through Taurus, June 6th. Also next week, heads up, the biggest guy in the sky, Jupiter, is going to be going direct after being retrograde for months. He is in Libra, again, highlighting relationships that we're reviewing and figuring out, and is this really a good partnership, and how is the back and forth on this, and am I giving too much, am I not giving enough? And wherever Jupiter is, it's where we're meant to grow. So relationships are a teacher right now. They're teaching you something. They're showing you something for you to understand. And starting next week, June 10th, when Jupiter goes direct, we move that energy outwards and forward, and we say, ah, this is what I've learned. This is what I've come to understand. Or I didn't understand that that's how I was participating in relationships. I'm going to change my role, which is really your only power, your only ability, is to change your role in it and make choices based on that new understanding and that new wisdom. Because Jupiter brings us wisdom and knowledge. It's where we learn. It's where we have higher meanings of something. And why was this unfolding? And it can be a great way to understand what you needed to learn, again, for your soul's growth in this lifetime. So Jupiter turning direct in Libra, it's also going to bring in good fortune. Yay, right? He is at 13 degrees of Libra, hanging out there all this month pretty much. Actually, most of May. And then in June, he'll start to inch forward. But 13 degrees of Libra, wherever that house is in your chart, whatever house that is in, excuse me, in your chart, that is where there's like a hovering, where the Jupiter energy is hovering and hovering and showing you, okay, this is the point here, this is the house that you're really expanding and you're growing in. Now, when Jupiter in Libra moves forward, it brings in the right people to work with, new opportunities for sharing. It's a great time for negotiations, for that back and the forth. Libra is partnerships, and it is relationships. It's those people that we do the back and the forth with, that we negotiate with, that we say, okay, yes, I'll do this, and I'll do this, and I'll do this. A lot of people tend to think that Libra is about marriage, but actually Scorpio is about marriage. Libra is about dating. So if you're looking for that surge of dating potentials or new people to meet, you might feel it change and open up for you after Jupiter goes direct, June 10th, and we move into the summer. And you could find new people, connect with new friends who know someone and want you to hang out with them, or how about this? You know, things open up because Jupiter makes things easier, easier, and brings in the good fortune, the possibilities, the potentials. Things can flow wherever Jupiter is. So that is a really supportive thing to know, that it could be a good summer of dating for you. And then later on this fall, I believe it's late October, and I could be wrong, but Jupiter moves into Scorpio, and that's when we get serious. And we're like, okay, is this really the person I want to commit to emotionally, sexually, psychologically? So it could be a wonderful, fun summer. And even if you are not looking to date, just stay open to who shows up and what that partnership might be or could be, or how you can work together to be beneficially supportive of one another. That's all really good right now as we go into June. Now, Mercury is still slogging his way through Taurus. He goes slow in Taurus, and you know what's funny? Today I was at the park with my son, and I was feeling very Gemini. My mind was going. And guess who crosses the road as we're leaving the park? A tortoise, which is exactly what Taurus is, Taurus the tortoise. And I thought, oh, I just love this. I love this animal spirit reminder to slow the heck down because all the Gemini energy wants us to go, go, go. But Mercury in Taurus is staying with the long haul, the practicalities, the money. What can you do in a day? Don't rush it. So I sat in the car, took some pictures, and just watched this tortoise cross the street. He was really cool. And I thanked him. I thanked him for his presence and his reminder of how to move through this week right now. The moon is also making its way through the signs, as it does every month. The moon takes about 28 to 30 days or so to make it through all 12 astrological signs, and that depends on various things. It's usually about just over 28 days. And the moon is always showing us how to move through something, like how to flow with life. How to stay open with life, how not to be too rigid, and how to understand that there is a cycle for everything. There is a process. There is our own emotional and inner process to honor. And so the moon, as I'm doing this, is winding up in Leo. He's going to enter Virgo. The moon in Virgo is going to be there for about 2.5 days the rest of this week. And it's just going to help us get things done, mind the details, do the editing, do the tasks, watch your food consumption. And it's a really, it's always great to know where the moon is because it's going to help you move through your daily life better. And then when you know where the moon is and you can plug it into where it's moving through your chart, that helps you to stay focused on the tasks at hand, at where your energy is going to naturally flow. So all of this astrology stuff can be pretty groovy. The more you learn about it, the more you understand it. And I know that some of you are, you know, you're new to all this. And that's why I strongly recommend astro.com because it's a great learning tool, good information. It gives you a personalized daily horoscope every day, which is really great, shows you where the moon is, shows you your chart, all kinds of great stuff. So that's astro.com. Coming up in June, we're going to have the full moon. Full moon in Sagittarius. It's always a big moon, and I'll talk about that next week because it's not until the 10th when we have that full moon in Sagittarius. It could be the 9th, depending on your time zone. So I'll talk about that more next week. But we're building up to that because we just had that new moon in Gemini on May 24th, last week. And so we're moving through this process of the new ideas we have. And by the time we get to the full moon in Sagittarius, we're going to have a broader understanding. Because Gemini focuses on the to-do list, the specifics, the details, and the linear. And Sagittarius is the opposite. It's the big picture. It's the fuller vision. What are you not seeing because your head is in a book? Where do you need to look up and see something from a different perspective? So we're building up to the fuller meaning and understanding of the new ideas we had last week with that Gemini new moon. And by then, our buddy Jupiter is going to be stationing direct and just bringing in more inspiration. I feel like June has a lot more fun to it. It has a lot more flow. The personal planets aren't retrograde anymore. They aren't even in their shadow. So it's new energy, new terrain. You know, get out and what makes you happy? What brings you joy? Where do you need to play? Get out of your head. We can be so in our heads, right? And we're all online and we're all at the computer too much or looking at our phones too much. There's a sense that we're going to want to just set that down and move ahead and do something that feels freeing and fun. And so I feel like June is really going to bring that in and really going to encourage you to go sit in a park with a good book, have a picnic with some friends, go hang out at the beach. You know, what does summer mean to you? What do you need to do to feel that sense of peace about your experience right now and what you're moving through this year? Try and find that here as we get started with June. Try and put that on the calendar. Schedule that in. Because it's only going to pay off. It's going to feel more grounding. It's going to feel like you are in control of your energies and their daily life isn't just taking over your calendar. It's a sense that, no, I'm choosing this. I'm choosing that I want to be having this experience right now. So, over the next week, here's a quick rundown. On Sunday is when Mars goes into Cancer, and we come back to home, inner world, private spaces, the home, mother, and that's where our energy is motivated and wants to get some things done. Okay, that's where you can feel busy. Then on Tuesday, which is the 6th, June 6th, that's when Venus and Mercury both change into their ruling signs. So Venus moves into Taurus, Mercury moves into Gemini, and you could just feel like a click, click, because both planets are comfortable in these energies, in these signs. And so Venus feels like she can finally get her feet on the ground and feel stable and get some things, you know, like taken care of that maybe she wasn't sure about. She can make some money choices. She can make some decisions about what she needs that feel more solid. Then also on Tuesday, Mercury enters Gemini, which he loves, and he becomes very talkative, very inquisitive. He wants to get information. And he becomes more go, go, go. The sun will still be in Gemini. So I think we're going to feel that ramping up next Tuesday of the go, 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 at least in our heads and in our words, in our emails, in phone calls, in text messages, because whenever Mercury enters Gemini, again, people just start communicating more. Ideas get going. Possibilities happen. Things just start to move that maybe you thought were stalled out. And June just picked up from there. So we're entering a really lovely month, my friend. And clear out, release, let go of what has been this year, of what you've been moving through. You know, May was really about coming back to center, ironing some things out, the smoother energies. And as we go into June, you're coming up with choices that you want to make about your next steps, about what you want, and the planets are going to support you. So be ready to be supported. Be ready. Say yes. Be open. Look for other people to support you. Look for other people to show you something, because Jupiter in Libra is bringing in those support systems. So I hope you enjoy a lovely first weekend in June, whatever that means to you. And I'll be back here next week and we'll talk about that full moon in Sagittarius and also how that is going to work with some of the planets in Pisces. And also how we're meant to stay active throughout this month. Thank you so much. Take good care, and I'll see you back here next week. Bye-bye.